Now joined by senior Brian Tonshin. Brian, season opening victory the other night, 3-1 over Bishop Carroll. How cool is that for your guys? Obviously winning 20 in a row last year, winning the final game in the 2019 season. Now you get to win 22 straight, and especially to get a season opening victory over a team like Bishop Carroll, I'm sure that had to feel good for you guys.
Well, yeah, it just sets the tone of like how the season's gonna go, and I'm just like excited for the season and how much work we put in, mm-hmm. and like it's just, how can I say, like yeah, we're just excited and we're gonna keep working hard and like we're just gonna go game by game and try to get the best of it.
What was it like as a team? I talked to Coach Hernandez about this, but you guys watching the intro video on the Vision Demon Vision board up there, how cool was that to watch before you guys took the field?
It was pretty cool, honestly. Like, it hyped us up like right before the game, so it gave us a lot of like confidence in playing in our game and all that.
And then getting a three-goal lead in the first half, you guys knew that Bishop Carroll wasn't going to lay down, though, in that second half. What was the message that Coach Hernandez gave you guys at halftime?
Just to like not fall back and not slow down and keep playing our game, and we kind of slowed down honestly, but it's just gonna like work over time. Like we'll get better and better after every game.
How cool was it though to start off the season? You know, and that's something Coach talked about as well. As you guys, usually you start off with a team that you beat 8-9-0 to start the season, but to be able to beat a team like Bishop Carroll in that first game of the season. That shows that you guys are forced to reckon with again this year, right?
Yeah, I mean, they were a pretty tough team. I'm pretty sure they're ranked, like, number 4 and 5A. Yep. And, yeah, they put on a pretty good challenge. But, like, we just had to keep playing our game and, like, show them, like, that what we could do, honestly,
What did you work on in the offseason to get ready for this year? Is there something in particular that you were trying to work on to get ready, or just simple stuff?
Honestly, it's just the basics of soccer. Like, I just went out and, like, practiced my technique, my technical work and all that. And obviously, I feel like it's been paying off, honestly.
And what do you feel like this team is capable of winning another state championship? Because I know that's something that Coach talked about, is he expects you guys to get back to the Final Four, if not win another state championship this year. Do you feel like this team is good enough to do that?
Yeah, I'm confident in the team going back-to-back again. Mm-hmm. Like, if we just keep putting in the work and playing our game, we'll eventually go to state and hopefully bring one back.
Who are some guys that have stood out to you that have maybe really worked hard in the off season to get ready for this fall?
Well, Daniel Reese, he stood out, put in a lot of work. And then other seniors like Jose, Sebas, they put in a lot of work. And we have a young team too, and they would all go train. And like it shows that they want another state ring, you know?
When you look at this team as a whole, that's something that you guys graduate 9 seniors for. For those of you guys that have, you know, kind of been waiting in the shadows of that senior class to move on, I know you hate to see them leave, but also you like it because a lot of the guys get to play quality minutes. Do you feel like this team is kind of just eager to get out there, and you guys feel like you're ready to go?
Yeah, honestly, I feel like we're ready to go. Like last year, we had 9 seniors, like you said, and they taught us how to like play out there and like not to be like scared on the field or anything. And yeah, they just gave us like lessons about the game. And yeah, I feel like everybody that's getting minutes right now are just showing what they couldn't show last year.
And that's something though, that because you had such a big senior class, you know, a lot of you guys were able to play quality minutes at varsity level last year, be substitutions because you guys, you know, were beating everybody so bad. So a lot of the guys have been able to play varsity. That wasn't their first time playing on Tuesday night.
Yeah, everybody was – I didn't really see anybody, like, nervous or anything. Like, they already knew what was going to, like, come and, like, how challenging the teams were going to be in. Yeah, so they were just kind of used to it since, like, last year we had a couple teams that were pretty good, and
what do you want to continue to work on this year? I know you talked in the off season, really didn't work on too much, just kind of just the basic soccer stuff. Is there anything that now, after you have a game under your belt here in your senior year, that there's something that you really saw, hey, maybe I need to work on that and improve that as the season goes on?
Well, one thing I really want to improve on is probably like my weak foot, and like just get better at attacking and trying to, like, find the space in the field and get better chances on scoring and all that.
What's practice been like? I know Coach said it's kind of been – yesterday wasn't too hard, but today you guys got back after it. What are you guys working on to get ready for Newton on Monday?
We're just working on, like, quick touching and quick decision-making on during, like, the games and all that. And today we had a good practice, so I'm just excited to go to our next game and play.
Do you guys know much about Newton, or is it kind of just show up and then kind of find out?
No, I don't – well, we don't really know much about Newton, yeah, but I'm pretty sure they're pretty good, and we're just going to keep playing our game and show up and eventually get the win.
Where do you feel like this team maybe – is there an area that you feel like this team as a whole needs to improve on? You know, sometimes it's, you know, the leadership or the enthusiasm, but it seems like their leadership was there right now, and the enthusiasm, you guys seem to be working really well together.
Yeah, well, honestly, there's, like, every day we just need to improve on, like, getting better and, like, just working hard, getting, like, better, like, physically and just more, like, soccer IQ and communication and all that.
All right, Brian, appreciate your time. Good luck on Monday.